Blog Talk Radio.
Lift up your voice, not on behalf of yourself, but on behalf of the nations. Is there anyone that would join me in praying for the nations of the earth? That the government would be upon his shoulders, that the Lord of glory would intervene into the affairs of man. Where are the intercessors? Where are those who will cry out? Where are those who will believe God? Who will say, oh God, hear your people. Oh God, hear the cries of your people. As we lift up our voice tonight, as we lift up our voices tonight, if we've ever needed you, right now is the time, right now is the time, change the nations, Lord, change the nations, Lord, change the nations, Lord, reveal your glory, and let them trust right, oh God, reveal your glory, and let
must first begin in me. I surrender, yeah, so your world can be changed. Yeah.
You must first begin in me
right now.
I surrender,
so your world
can be
changed.
Good morning, and welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I am sitting in for our overseer, Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton. And again, welcome this morning. Our scripture of focus, as always, is Job 38, 12 through 13. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the dayspring to know its place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? This is the time of day that we walk in the authority of Jesus Christ. We give our morning, our day, the issues of life, and this world legislated instructions through prayer and declarations. Amen. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning. Before we get started with praise and worship and prayer, please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and like the page. Here you can leave prayer requests, testimonies, you can follow the ministry, you can engage the ministry, you can ask biblical questions, and so on and so forth. Amen. Again, good morning, and as always, we always start with praise, giving God praise, and giving God worship and worshiping the Lord. So let's go ahead and get started. Father God, we thank you. Father God, we uplift your name. Father God, we magnify your name. Father God, we give you praise. We thank you, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We give you praise, Father God. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We thank you, Father God, for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your promise. We thank you for all that you've done for us, Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for fellowship. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for guiding us. Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning. Hallelujah. Many made plans for today, Father. But, Father, their eyes did not open, Father. They are no longer among the living, the land of the living, Father. So we thank you, Father, that you have chosen to protect us and wake us today, Father. We thank you for a mind, Father, to praise you and worship you, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise, Father. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father. We magnify your name. Thank you, Father God. We give you praise this morning, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. We thank you for a focus on you, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you for every issue of life, O Heavenly Father. You've been with us, Father. You have never left us or forsaken us, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name this morning, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, we uplift your name, O Heavenly Father. We uplift your name, O Heavenly Father, that all men may be drawn unto you, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Give us hearts, Father, poised to praise, ready to praise, ready to worship you, Father. Thank you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you. We uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. Father God, we thank you. The glory is yours. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father, for the answer to our prayers. We thank you for hearing our prayers, Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for being in agreement with our declarations, Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, that heaven is in agreement, Father, with whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise. We thank you. We give you honor this morning, Father God. Hallelujah. No matter where you're at, what you're doing, give the Lord praise right now. Give the Lord praise today. Give the Lord praise in this place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. We uplift your name. Thank you, Father God. Father God, we remind you of our prayers for our president, Father, this morning. Father, we remind you, Father, of our prayers to surround him with anointed, Father, wise, godly men and women, O Heavenly Father. Surround him with godly counsel, Father. Surround his family with godly counsel, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Blow on his heart, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, blow on the hearts of his family members, Father, his cabinet, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come against every demonic force, Father, that may try to entertain our president or entice him, Father. Lead him to make ungodly decisions, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray the same, Father, for our congressmen, Father, our judges, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the spirit of righteousness, Father, fairness, O Heavenly Father, sit with them, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bind up the works, Father, of every demonic force, Father, that may try to intervene or interfere, Father, with the spirit of righteousness, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against unjust judges and courts, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Father, we uplift our children, Father, of this nation, this world, Father, that you, Father, have given your angels charge over them. Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Father, those that have ran away from home, those that have been taken, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, that you would keep them safe. The hearts of those, Father, that have kidnapped or interfered, Father, with their lives. Hallelujah, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, set the captives free, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray, O Heavenly Father, that you set the captives free. Father, that the blind see, Father. In the name of Jesus. We pray, Father, that you would care for and make provisions for the poor, Father. In the name of Jesus, the homeless, the hungry, Father. In the name of Jesus, blow on their hearts, Father. Those not in their right minds, Father. We pray their healing, Father, in the name of Jesus. For your son was bruised for our transgressions, Father. Father, and because of the stripes that he's taken, Father, we are healed in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father, and praise your holy name. Father, we remind you of our prayers for the world leaders, O Heavenly Father. Father, that you would surround them, Father, with godly counsel, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would surround their families with godly counsel. Father, that you would give them an ear to hear your word. Father, that they may receive salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Father, we remind you of our prayers for those Christians, Father, that are being persecuted, Father. Those, O Heavenly Father, that are in countries and places, O Heavenly Father, where they're tormented, Father, for being believers, for receiving salvation, Father, for teaching and preaching the gospel. Give your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Watch over them, Father. Continue to give them a boldness, Father, and a desire to preach and teach your word. Father, use us all, O Heavenly Father, in the vineyard. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, give us all a boldness, Father. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Let us walk in love for Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us all walk in compassion, Father. In the name of Jesus. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father God. Father, we remind you of our prayers against the spirits of division, racism, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. We pray a spirit of unity over this nation, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. We thank you for a spirit of unity, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Father, we remind you of our prayers, Father, for leadership, spiritual leadership, Father. Father, our apostles, O Heavenly Father. Father, speak to our apostles, Father, Continue, O Heavenly Father, your work with them, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, your will be done in their lives, Father. Your will be done in all of us earthen vessels, Father. Hallelujah. Thy kingdom come, Father. Your will be done in these earthen vessels, Father, as it is in heaven. Exactly as it is in heaven, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. Thank you, Father God. Father, we come before you seeking revelation, Father. Guidance, Father, from Holy Spirit. Counsel from Holy Spirit, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. On every matter, Father, that we encounter, Father, we seek guidance and counsel from Holy Spirit, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for fellowship with you, Father. Father, a desire to be in constant communication with you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we remind you of our prayers, Father, for those that have and those that are dealing with addiction, Father. That this thing, this scourge, Father, is eradicated, Father, by your hand, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, that people are restored, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Father, your word says that you are the God, Father, that you are the God that heals us. Father, that you heal all those in need of healing, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we pray and decree your healing, Father, over this nation, over this world, Father. In the name of Jesus, every country, Father, your will be done, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. We praise your holy name, Father. We uplift and magnify your name, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. Hallelujah, Father, and always, Father, we pray, we decree and declare, Father, that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, Father, that you have granted us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation, Father, that gives us a deep and personal and intimate insight into the true knowledge of you, Father. For we know you, Father, through the Son. We pray, Father, we decree and declare that the eyes of our heart, the very center and core of our being, Father, has been and is being enlightened, flooded with light by Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, so that we will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which you have called us, the riches of your glorious inheritance in us, the saints, Father, your people, and so that we will begin to know what the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of your active and spiritual power is in us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of your mighty strength, which you produced in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, whether angelic or human, and far above every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and world, but also in the one to come. And you put all things in every realm in subjection under Christ's feet. And you appointed him as supreme and authoritative head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills and completes all things in all believers. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for wisdom and guidance, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. Father, all these prayers that we have spoken, all these decrees that we have spoken, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we do decree them to be so in Jesus' mighty, magnificent name. We say amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. It is so, and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have Sister Tangela on the line. Good morning, Sister Tangela. How are you?
Good morning, Pastor Mel. I am well. How are you?
Oh, praise God. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. Would you lead us in prayer, please?
Sure. Thanks for asking. Heavenly Father, we just bless your holy name. We just magnify your name, Lord God. We exalt you. We adore you. We sing praise and hallelujah unto you. We say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. And we just give you praise, honor, and glory. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence this morning, as we pray for those that are shut in and pray for those that are wayward and pray for those, Lord, that are in leadership and pray for those that are in any type of service that you've called them to, Lord God. We just want to come into your presence in the right way, Lord God. We ask you to forgive us of our sin, of commission and omission, Lord God, sins that we have committed that we know of and sins that we have committed that we don't know of, Lord God. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to come and guide us to the gate, guide us into the presence of the Lord. And we just thank you for your presence. You are welcome here, Holy Spirit. You are welcome on this line. You are welcome in this place. Thank you. Thank you for being our comforter. Thank you for being our teacher. Thank you for being our guider. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for never leaving us nor forsaking us. Thank you for leading us to the gate, which is Jesus Christ. For there is no way unto the Father but by him. Jesus, we just love your holy name. We just magnify your holy name. We call you Wonderful Counselor, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Prince of Peace. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood. We plead your blood and we ask you to enter us into the place of the holies of holies where we may sit and sup with them. And we thank you. Thank you for coming into our hearts and saving us and taking us to heaven when we die. We thank you for being our Savior, our Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, what a mighty, wonderful Lord you are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for laying down your life for us. Thank you for redemption. Thank you for reconciliation and restoration. Thank you for life and life more abundantly. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, as we enter your courts with praise and into your glorious place, we have decreed and declared that, hallelujah, we are dressed for the battle, Lord God. We put on your whole armor that you have provided us, Lord. We don't come into your presence in the old kind of way, Lord. We come into your courts. We come into your presence as your children, as your little ones, as your princesses and your princes. We come into your courts, O God, some as adopted, some as your children, and we make our prayers and supplications known unto you, Lord God, because you are our Father, and your word says that you are our provider. Your word says that as we seek your face and your righteousness, you will give us the desires of our heart. Your word says that Jesus Christ is our righteousness. Your word says that we are to love one another. And that's how others will know that we are your children. Your word says that you are our comforter, our guider, that you are closer than a brother. Our word says that you are our fortress, and under your wing, we are protected. Hallelujah. We give you glory, Lord God, for you provided all things. You've left nothing unturned, oh God. You've provided all things, from the church to the buildings, to the beds, to the food, oh God, that we consume. You've given us charge over things on the earth and things above the earth, oh God. You've trusted us with all that you have given into our hands, oh God. You have entrusted us with your people. You have entrusted us, oh God, with wealth. You have entrusted us, oh God, in the battle. And we thank you, Lord God. Father God, although we don't care for trials and tribulation, you did warn us that we will go through trials and tribulation, but that you will be with us always, even until the end. And we thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. You are worthy and worthy to be praised. Glory in the highest. We sing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Because the battle is yours, oh God, and the victory is ours. It doesn't matter whether it's healing. It doesn't matter whether it's financial. It doesn't matter whether it's children or parents or those in leadership. You are in control, oh God, because you are the owner of all of the everything that is created, on earth and under the earth, oh God. Hallelujah. Let the birds say hallelujah. Let the trees say hallelujah. And those that are not present, oh God, let the rocks cry out in their places. But today, oh God, in this very moment, hallelujah, we sing your praises ourselves. We not only sing it out of our mouths, but we sing it with our spirit, oh God, from the depths of our very soul, Heavenly Father. You know the plans that you have for us. Mm-hmm. You know that you have called us to greatness, mm-hmm. oh God. I ask, Heavenly Father, that you give mm-hmm. us clarity, oh God. I ask that you give us anointing, oh God. You have put us here for a purpose and a plan, Lord God. Use us, Heavenly Father. Endow us with the abilities that you have given unto us. The talents come forth, oh God, that you have placed in each and every one of us, so that when we stand for you, oh God, we can show you what we have produced from the things that you have given unto us. You have given us power and authority, oh God. Show us and teach us how to use that power and authority. Help us to walk uprightly before you, oh God. Help us to know when to bow down before you, oh God. Help us to humble ourselves in your presence, oh God. Help us to know that there is no other power but your power, Lord God. Help us to know, oh God, that there is you and only you. Hallelujah. And we thank you, oh God, because no weapon formed against us shall prosper. No demon in hell has authority over us, oh God, because we are your children, Heavenly Father. And with the authority that you have given unto us, we break every chain, hallelujah. We break everything that comes against your people, hallelujah. You have given us authority, oh God. You have called us your own, Heavenly Father. And we walk in that, Lord God. Every place that our feet shall tread, Heavenly Father, is holy ground, oh God. Hallelujah. Every word that proceeded out of our mouths, oh God, is seasoned, Heavenly Father, and reaches the heart of man, Heavenly Father. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, you have called us your Hebrews, oh God. You have given favor unto your Hebrews, oh God. Let our light shine, oh God, because we are your natural children, oh God. Yes, Lord, we have been, some of us have been adopted in and grafted in because you believe in family, Lord God, because you believe in unity, Lord God, and you have a heart for people, oh God, and that makes us all your own, Heavenly Father. This is the time, Lord God, that your people need favor. You have prepared us, Lord God, for times to come. But Father God, even in that, you said you will never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. Even in that, we can lift up our eyes unto the hills from which comes our help, because our help comes from you, oh God. Hallelujah. And we know that you are the God that owns everything, every hill and a thousand cattle on it, that you are the will within the will, oh God. And we can call unto you, Lord, and you will hear our prayers, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Give us sight beyond sight. Open our ears that we can hear, oh God. Give us the power and the will. We humble ourselves to you, oh God. We replace our will with your will because you have given us inside of us everything that you are, because you said, let us make man in our image, oh God. You also said, Lord God, that you are not a respecter of person. You call man and woman to serve you, Lord God. There is not one higher than the other, because you will use whom you choose to use, because you are God. And we decree it and declare it. Oh God, as we go about this day, I ask Heavenly Father that you will command our footsteps, because you said those that are called according to your will and purpose, our steps are ordered of you, Lord God. We clothe ourselves in your righteousness, and we give you our ashes for your beauty. Help us to shine our lights, Lord God, so that the darkness will not even comprehend it, oh God. Help us to be a light everywhere we go, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I just get joy in my heart when I thank and praise you for all that you have done in our lives, things that we see and things that we don't see, oh God. You have been right there, oh God. And we thank you and we praise your holy name, oh no, it's not your time. We should have given up, and you said, no, I have called you. I got a plan and a purpose for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. When we just wanted to roll over and die, you said your life is not your own. You claimed us. You said you belong to me. And out of the darkness, oh God, you called us. You have picked us up out of the miry clay and planted our feet on solid ground. You cleaned us up and you turned our lives around, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Now take us and let us be an inspiration to those that are young and old. Give us wisdom. Give us knowledge. Give us understanding. Standing and give us prudence, give us discernment, Lord God. You said that you will withhold no good thing from your people, Lord God. All we have to do is ask, and we are asking, Lord God, that which is according to your word, that does not go against your will, that does not go against your purpose. We command this day. We command the rest of this year, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, we speak life. Hallelujah. Because you spoke it first. We speak love because you loved us first, oh God, and you breathed it into us, and we just thank you. Now, Father, let your peace rain down on us. Let us live a harmonious life. Let us not forget one another, oh God, those that you have called into your service. Into your glorious presence, because the attack is real. Let us all keep one another covered in prayer and plead the blood of Jesus over all those that are declaring that they serve you, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over them. And as we go about our day, we ask that you, Holy Spirit, guide us to the people that the Lord is calling to his kingdom. Give us the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to know the people that you are calling and to act according to your words. And I pray this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, and I seal it with the blood of Jesus. Amen and amen. Pastor Mel, I give it back to you.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. We uplift your name. Thank you, Father God. We magnify your name. Father, we remind you of our prayers, Father, for the city of Chicago, Father. We remind you of our prayers, O Heavenly Father. We come against, Father, violence and murder, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we plead the blood. We plead the blood of Jesus over this city, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus, Father, over the cities of this nation, Father. The neighborhoods, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we come against the spirit of murder, Father. We come against, Father, the demonic strongholds, Father, that bring forth, Father, murderous spirits and activities, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we bind these things now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Speak to the hearts of men, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father. Speak to them today, Father. In the name of Jesus. Your will be done, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. Thank you. We uplift your name. Thank you, Father God. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father. And we do decree all these things to be so. In Jesus' mighty and magnificent name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Again, good morning and welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Again, please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and like the page. Here you can leave your
prayer requests. You can leave testimonies. You can ask biblical questions. You can engage the ministry. If you're in the Chicago area, you can come out to ministry events, worship with us. Praise God. But so please go to that page, FMFC Global Prayer Warrior, Commanding Your Morning, and like the page. So we're coming to the end of our praise and worship broadcast. Please join us next week at the same time, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, every week. You can rehear the broadcast on the Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, praise God. And again, meditate in the prayers that have gone forth. Amen. So remember, God loves you. He will never leave you or forsake you. God favors you. And because he favors you, laws change, rules change, situations change, protocols change, hearts and minds and situations change, all in your favor. His favor goes out before you and surrounds you as with a shield. And that is his word, that is his promise, and that is spiritual law. Until next week, we love you. God bless you, and we will see you then. Amen.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen. Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be Amen. Let the church say Amen. Let the church say Amen. Let the church say Amen. God has spoken, so let the church say Amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say Amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say Amen. God has spoken, so let the church say Amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken, so let the church say Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. God has spoken, so let the church say
body to the raising of the dead. No matter how you feel it or how your world is reeling, battle on through the night, 'cause you're gonna win the fight. Even in the valley or standing at your Red Sea, continue to say, 'cause your help is on the way. My God has spoken, I heard him. So let the church say, let the church say,
amen, amen.
All we needed was a word.